We're going to be in the Old Testament once again in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12. Ecclesiastes, chapter 12. We're going to be looking at the evil days. We'll be covering all 14 verses of this particular chapter, so we'll have to move through this rather quickly. But chapter 12, the book of Ecclesiastes, beginning in verse 1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, while the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out the windows be darkened. And the doors shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Vanity of vanity, saith the preacher, all is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge, yea, he gave good heed, and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as goads and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies which are given from one shepherd. And further by these, my son, be admonished, of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we give you praise tonight, and we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for this portion of Scripture. And Lord, as we examine these pages, as we examine these truths, Father, we will see in our own lives these things and the truth behind them. We give you praise and we thank you for these that have come out tonight. We thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. And Lord, we give you thanks that we can come together in the precious name of Jesus and worship you. And Lord, we ask your blessing upon the Word of God tonight. I pray, Lord, that your Spirit would fill me and give me guidance as to what to say and how to say the basic truths that you have revealed before us. And God, we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Solomon was a very wise man, but Solomon later on in his life drifted away from the things of God. The book of Ecclesiastes is almost a chronicle of his life. And it is a chronicle that is sad in many ways, but is filled with great wisdom. Wisdom taught and wisdom born of mistakes. Solomon had it all. He'd been brought up in the home of a king. His father had been a king. Now he was a king. He had had the very best that life could offer. He had wealth. He had everything that most of us wish we had. And yet, all of that wealth and all of that opportunity also brought about opportunity to sin. And he decided that he would seek out, to the best of his ability and to the best of his knowledge, he wanted to gain as much wisdom about the world as he could. And he found that that wisdom was not what he had hoped it would be. He tried everything. He tried entertainment. He had wealth. He tried building projects. He tried mirth, happiness, and everything that he discovered was nothing but vanity. And he came to the conclusion, and as we come to the 12th chapter of this book, what we are seeing is his summary of life. He comes to the conclusion that there's only one thing important in life, and that's living a life with God included. He had tried living his life without God, and he found it to be meaningless. And so he begins this chapter with the words, Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. From the lips of what God refers to as the wisest man who ever lived, he is exhorting young people to remember the Creator in their youth. For some reason, when we are young, we are so busy and we think we're going to last forever and we take no heed to the things of God. And yet there are some young people who do, and we praise God for them. We see throughout the Scriptures some young men like Joseph and Daniel who at a very young age sought to do that which pleased God. We saw how God used their lives and how God blessed their lives. And God wants to bless your life today. We had a service tonight of remembrance. And we begin our service, our preaching service, with the word remember. How easy it is to forget God. In spite of all that God has done for us, it's so easy to forget Him. And He speaks here of the evil days that come. And He's talking about old age. Now, there's nothing evil in the sense that when we get older, we become evil. What He's talking about here is that sin has done this to us. When we look in the mirror and we realize that our youth is gone, it's because of what sin has done to man. And when we struggle, when we're sick, when we have problems in our lives, when we lose our strength, it's because of what sin has done to man. God told Adam and He told Eve that on the day that they ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil that they would surely die. Satan came to the garden and he told Eve, he said, thou shalt not surely die. And Eve took the bait and Eve ate of the fruit. And she found that she did not die physically right away. She did, however, die spiritually in the presence of God. And Adam took of the fruit willingly, and he too died in the spirit before God. But it took them many, many years to die physically. Physical death is something that drags out over time. And that is why we are blessed in many ways by living a long life, but we're all dying. Every one of us. From the tiniest baby here tonight to the oldest person sitting in the pew, we're all dying. 1 minute at a time, God's word is coming true. And what Solomon wants us to recognize tonight, especially the young people here, is that God has a great gift. And He needs to have your life in order to give it. It's the gift of service to Him. And you can throw away your youth, or you can lift up your life and you can put it into the hands of God and watch Him use it in a mighty way. The choice is yours. But He admonishes the young here to remember their Creator while they are young, while they have all kinds of energy, and while they have all kinds of days and years that they can serve. Remember the Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not. There's coming a day when you would like to do and you can't. Right now you can do, but you won't. And God desires that we remember and that we do. I'll never forget a man that I had in my first church. And he was a man who was dying of cancer. He was still a young man. I called him young anyway. He's 61 years old. And he had everything. He was a professor at a university. He was looked up to in the community. His father had been a deacon in the church almost all of his life. And yet, he had not done a great deal for God. He'd had many opportunities, but he had not done a great deal for the Lord at all. And it wasn't until after he had recognized that he was dying of cancer that he came around and he began to go back to what he had learned as a youth, what his father and mom had taught him. And I'll never forget being with him 1 week before he died. And I had to help him out of his chair and help him to go to the washroom. And he looked at me and he said, you know, He said, all my life, I had so many opportunities to serve God, and I wouldn't do it. He said, now, I would give anything if I had the strength to go to church just one time, and I can't do it. And I've never forgotten those words of wisdom from a man who was dying. And those are the same words that Solomon is trying to get across to us tonight. Remember the Lord when you're young, while you can do for God, because there's coming a day when you will not be young and you will not be able to do for God. Verse 2 says, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. One thing we find out about growing old is that it takes time for us to recover. It takes time when we're sick to get our strength back. When we were young, we could bounce back quickly. If we had an injury, we were up and going and we just threw caution to the wind. We had all that energy. But as you grow older, you lose that energy and you don't bounce back as quickly. And the clouds return after the rain. We fall victim to sickness much more easily as we grow older. And in verse 3, we have here one of the greatest chronicles of old age in the Scriptures. It says, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble. What are the keepers of the house? The keepers of the house are the legs, the knees. When you're young, you can run all day. You have all kinds of energy. You don't have an ache or a pain or worry in the world. But when you get older, you find that your legs aren't as strong as they used to be. And anybody who's played sports can tell you that the first thing that goes is the legs. Without those legs under you, without that strength and without the ability to run, without the ability to make those cuts and to move quickly, when the ankles become weak and the feet become weak and the legs become weak and the hands begin to tremble, you know that old age has set in. They are the keepers of the house and now they're trembling. The strong men shall bow themselves. Speaking of the shoulders, you ever notice that a young man will stand ramrod straight and he moves quickly. He darts in and out. He's swift on his feet. He's young and he's full of all of the energy of life. But as he gets older, he begins to slump forward. His shoulders that once were so straight now begin to bow. Now they begin to move forward. They slump. And so we find the strong men bow themselves before old age. The grinders cease because they are few. As we get older, we lose our teeth. Don't we? We're not able to eat the way we once did because we've lost our teeth. The grinders cease because they're few. And those that look out of the windows be darkened. That's why I'm wearing these tonight. Because as we grow older, our eyesight dims. The things that we used to be able to see so clearly now become a little fuzzy and we can't quite make them out and we can't read the way we used to. And so they that look out the windows be darkened. And the doors shall be shut in the streets. When we get older, we lose our hearing and everything sounds so far away. I lost my hearing in my left ear when I was just a boy. And there's nothing that can be done for it. It's nerve damage and I can't hear out of my left ear at all. So I can appreciate those who cannot hear. What I hear out of my right side. That's why I had to give up hunting. I used to love to hunt when I was a young man, but it came to the place where every noise I heard in the woods, I automatically turned to my right. I could be run over by a whole herd of elephants on my left-hand side and I'd be turning to the right. It's hard to hunt that way when you can't hear. And if you ever noticed, young people don't worry about their hearing. All you have to do is be out in the town, or you can be 100 feet from a truck or a car, and all of a sudden you'll hear boom, 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 boom. And you know somebody's got their bass turned right up high. And you know, it's so loud And the first thing you think of, man, whoever that is going to be death. Because when they're 100 feet from you and you're vibrating from the base, you're walking down the road and you're going boom, 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 boom. And you can't even hear the music, but you can feel the vibration. Because we begin, as we get older, we lose our hearing. And everything sounds like it's so far away and people have to speak up. Or we keep saying, what? The sound of the grounding is low. When we were young, we used to be able to eat anything. Swallowing was not a problem, but as you get older, you can't swallow the things that you used to be able to swallow. You have to chew your food very carefully and swallow carefully. And he shall rise up at the voice of the bird. When you're young, you can sleep through a nuclear attack. Kids can sleep until noontime. The whole house can be ricocheting with noise, but oh, they're out. But as we get older, the littlest sound wakes us up, and then we can't go back to sleep. Things that we once were able to do so easily, now we can't do at all. We rise at the voice of a bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. We lose our voice. We start speaking really softly because we don't have the power in our diaphragm that we used to have. We can't speak up like we used to speak up. And the songs that we used to be able to sing, now we croak because we can't carry a tune. And it becomes very difficult. The daughters of music are brought low. And when they shall be afraid of that which is high. Have you ever noticed how the older people get, the more afraid they are of heights? I remember in one town Kathy and I lived in, they had a volunteer fire department, and it was almost comical because none of them dared to climb a ladder. What a great fire department. They're all scared of ladders. They go up three rungs and freeze. But they were all older men. And as you get older, you become more afraid of falling. You're scared of heights. Fears shall be in the way. Goodness, when we were young, we would run out on ice. We didn't care if we fell down or not. But when you get older, that ice becomes a great obstacle. It can break your hips, cripple you for life. And of course, when you're young, you're not afraid anyway. There's something to be said for being young and stupid. But as we get older and wiser, we understand all the pitfalls and the problems of life, and we're afraid. The almond tree shall flourish. When an almond tree reached its peak, it was snow white. And so as we get older, we have white hair instead of brown hair and black hair. And our hair is streaked with silver, and that's only those of us who are fortunate enough to have hair. Some of us don't have any. I never forgot what my father used to say. My dad was bald. He didn't have a hair on his head. And when anybody would say anything to him or tease him about it, he had this standby that he always came out with. Well, you know, God created two kinds of men. Those who have hair and those who have brains. But I never heard him say that when he had hair. Only after he lost his hair. It was a great comeback. But as we grow older, our hair becomes silver. Then it turns white. Some of us don't have any at all. The almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden. The little things irritate us. The little things that once we could have cared less about, now they just drive us crazy. The sound of kids playing, loud noises. They bother us to no end, whereas before they didn't bother us. That's why God is so good. He lets us have children when we're young. Because as we get older, we become more and more susceptible to all of these things. Desire shall fail. Romance goes out the picture. It's just thrown away. It's difficult. Because man goeth to his long home and the mourners go about the streets. As we get older, we prepare to die. In verse 6 it says, or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. And here are four things that will eventually take your life. Ever the silver cord be loosed, that's the spinal cord. Damage to the spinal cord will cripple you. It will make you bedridden. It will kill you. The golden bowl, that's the skull. Inside the skull is the brain, the little computer that runs the entire body. You break the skull, you damage the brain, you die. The pitcher be broken at the fountain. The lungs begin to fill with water as you get older. They call it heart disease. But the lungs keep filling up with water, and you can't get the air the way you used to. And as you get older, you find that air is very precious. You can't do hardly anything without stopping to catch your breath. The wheel broken at the cistern. The heart no longer pumps blood the way it used to. It doesn't clean the body the way it used to. And so when that wheel is broken at the cistern, you die. The heart finally gives in. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. There's a great truth here in verse 7, and it's so easily overlooked as you look at all of the other things here, but there are many today who believe that when you die, you simply go into the ground and that's it. But that's not what it says here. The dust returns to the earth as it was. The body does. But the spirit returns unto the God who gave it. There's nothing about soul sleep here. It simply says that to die is to be present with the Lord. Vanity of vanity, saith the preacher. All is vanity. All is vanity if you try to live life without God. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. Solomon in his old age took the time to relay his knowledge. And isn't it amazing that when you get to the New Testament, you find in the church that the older men are to teach the younger men and the older ladies are to teach the younger ladies. All of that wisdom should never be thrown away. It should be used to help others. Because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge, and he gave good heed. He sought out and he set in order many proverbs. He taught the people the word of God because that's what was important. And the preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even the words of truth. He came to the place in his life where he realized that the word of God was the most important thing in his life. Even though he had tried all the rest, the one thing that gave him comfort in his old age was the word of God. The words of the wise are as goads and as nails fastened by the masters of assembly, which are given from one shepherd. We cannot afford to gain or to ignore the wisdom of the past, nor can we afford to ignore the prophecies of the future when it comes from the Word of God. This Bible is put together just as nails and goads, but put together as the masters of assembly because they are the word of one shepherd. God. Verse 12. And further by these, my son, be admonished of making many books. There is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Today, we have a society which would argue with this verse. Because today, a great deal is said about education. Everything is about education. If you want to be somebody today, you have to have an education. And we teach our children that, and we cram that into our kids, and we want them to have the best that life has to offer. And all of it is education. But Solomon says, I want you to understand something, young person. Making many books, reading many books, writing many books, there's no end to it. And much study is a weariness of the flesh. He said, you can have all of the wisdom of men. And you can read all of the books and you can have all kinds of certificates and diplomas hanging on your wall. But if you try to live life without Jesus Christ, it is all a waste of time. It's useless. You can have all kinds of things in this world, but you will die in your sin and you lose everything. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. And there is the summary of the wisest man who ever lived. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So the final conclusion is, live for God and be satisfied with what God has given us. Start strong and finish strong. Start strong and finish strong. In closing tonight, I'll just read you this little poem. It sums it up so beautifully. When as a child I laughed and wept, time crept. When as a youth I dreamed and talked, time walked. When I became a full-grown man, time ran. When older still I daily grew, time flew. Soon I shall find in traveling on, time gone. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we give You praise tonight for the Word of God, and we pray for the young people that are here tonight, that they would understand that they have a tremendous opportunity to serve You. They have their whole life ahead of them. And God, I pray for all of the people of this church that we would take advantage of the time that we have to do what we can while we can, and that we would seek our strength and that we would seek our knowledge from You. Lord, that even in our older years, we might be found faithful. And God, we give You all the praise. I just pray tonight, Father, that if there's one here tonight that perhaps has not asked Christ to be their Savior, that they would see the folly of trying to live a life without God. That they would ask for forgiveness of their sins. That they would reach out by faith to take the hand of Jesus Christ. We give You all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.